Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following news report.
This morning, the mayor of Jonesville announced that Sarah's Chocolates will be opening a new factory in the Pleasanton section of the city. Mayor June Thomas told our correspondent that the groundbreaking ceremony for the construction of the plant will take place around the end of next month. Building the plant will take about 6 months, and once it is operating, it will employ nearly 100 workers. While the mayor's office is excited about the prospect of new jobs, Pleasanton residents worry that the site of the plant, adjacent to a park and an elementary school, will lead to noise, air pollution, and other problems for children.
Number 1. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 2. What is mentioned about the construction of the factory? Number 3. What is the local resident's concern about the factory? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following news report.
The Gladstone Valley City Council announced a plan to reduce the amount of traffic on the roads and speed up travel time. While most agree that it'll work, there are a lot of people who disagree with the method. The council will halve the cost of train tickets from the outer suburbs into the centre of town. To do this, it is assumed that additional taxes will have to be charged. Council representatives say that this may not happen if enough people take advantage of the discount, as the trains are now underused. The plan is likely to be popular with the owners of parking lots near the stations, as they can expect a lot more commuters to leave their cars there and ride the train into the city.
Number 4. What is the topic of the news report? Number 5. What change is planned? Number 6. According to the speaker, who will benefit from the change? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following news report.
In business news today, Veritol Corporation posted record first quarter profits. The CEO and company founder, Robin Waterhouse, spoke at a press conference. She attributed the company's success to a remote control flying camera it has developed in collaboration with Murakawa Technologies. Due to the company's reputation for quality and an innovative advertising campaign, the device is selling well all around the world. She did concede that the company had underestimated demand and apologized to customers who have been waiting for weeks for their orders to arrive. She vowed to increase the factory's production capacity.
Number 7. Who is Robin Waterhouse? Number 8. What is the news story about? Number 9. What problem with the product does the speaker mention?